Vivid,
bold,
and unfiltered.
National Arts Festival 2025.
Ungaphoswa ngomsitho wezobugcisa ka 2025. Masidibane emakhanda.
You are listening to Chew Radio 2025.
Lingatsho ke elokhwelwa sifika ngasikalelekile singokhetsha abangxangela amantshontsho be-Right on Cue CCT molo kuwe mama, kuwe tata, kwimveku nakuye nabani na osiboleke amagabuko wabaza iindlebe zakhe. A very warm welcome to the fourth episode of Right on Cue. Igama lam ke ndingu-Asithandile isizukulwana sakwaMayongo, and namhlanje we are turning up the volume on creativity and the stories that makes this festival a cultural masterpiece. And here at this 51st festival, this is where art meets life and every moment is a celebration. This is Right on Cue, apho imilingo of the National Arts Festival comes alive right to your ears.
You are listening to Cue Radio 2025.
To kick things off, we know that there are so many things to enjoy during the festival. But Gay, what can you do on a budget? Our reporter Kanyi Savayo reports on experiencing the NEF Festival on a friendly budget, giving you interesting places to visit and dine in around eMakhanda throughout the festival without too much financial pressure.
Many different people from different places across the country are coming to Makhanda to experience what the world of art and culture has to offer for this year's festival. As it has always been, that the organizers of the NEF Festival making means of more accessibility with different options suited for one's own budget. The NEF Festival offers performances and exhibitions with tickets that range from different prices. It is also true that not everyone may be able to attend these performances. However, there is a growing concern of attending festival but not having a higher budget. Festival is all about inclusiveness, and the NEF Festival is making sure that people are able to experience it irregardless of their budget. It has made an effort in having areas as the village green, which is one of the key areas to ever exist during the NEF period, consisting of different hawkers and stalls that offers items and food at affordable prices. We explore the village green, where different kinds of items are offered, such to include clothes, traditional items, and handmade crafts. One of the stall holders had this to say about his business and what to offer to people who wish to come to the festival.
My name is Rod. We have the Garbanzo's food stall at the Village Green here at the National Arts Festival. What I do is the front of house sales for the food stall, and we sell a range of Mexican street foods. We got the tacos, two tacos for 70 rand, different flavors, all topped with fresh ingredients. Really delicious, really budget-friendly, enjoyable. We also do grilled quesadillas, which is with the melted cheese inside. Also these different fillings, really hearty, really healthy, really heartwarming, and great for the arts festival. Please do come by and support us.
Of course, Village Green is not only a place where you can set your eyes on what is affordable. The Makhanda local restaurants and bars have stepped up to hosting free events and affordable food to give taste to, with Oldies 65 hosting a free access event with local artists and drummers to be performed. Not forgetting the Rustic Route, which also serves African food at the lower rate, serving Mkhodo Mondays, Chila Nati Tuesdays, and all other weekly specials. Enjoying the sundowners, and no worries about how you get from one place to another in this festival, as hopers are served to be there free of charge. Regardless of financial situation, the NEF Festival is worth to attend, with affordability of whatever that is in your pocket.
That was our Cue Media reporter Kanyi Savayo plugging you on how to enjoy NEF on a budget. The National Arts Festival is a celebration that blends deep tradition with cutting-edge creativity. Our very own Stephen Lang caught up with the mayor Ayandi Swavaga to chat about what makes this event so special.
It's interesting how in the festival there's a mixture of traditional stuff, very deep traditional stuff, and also very avant-garde jazz and all kinds of modern art. How do you feel about that?
To me, that's a great thing, because I believe that that's what attracts different people to Makhanda. Because remember, not everyone is into one genre or one. So it attracts different people, and it also says there is something for everyone. Whatever, if you don't like traditional dance, you like modern dance, then there's something for everyone. So that's a good thing. I think that's what makes National Arts Festival to be what it is and to attract more people across the world.
It's also interesting how, although most of the shows are quite expensive for people here in Makhanda, there are also a lot of things that you can do that don't cost so much.
Yeah, there are. Hence, we have noticed that as time goes by, issues are getting more expensive, and you'll understand why is that. Hence, we're hoping and pursuing that festival. Remember, a festival used to be also on the eastern side, where we'll have shows in our community halls and shows that will be affordable, and some will be free to the communities. So I think we need to go back to that. However, even though the shows are expensive or are getting more expensive, you still see those shows packed. That shows that people are interested, or people understands, because the festival comes once a year. So everyone during festival knows, or even way before festival knows, that I should save. And even if you don't have money to go to shows, there are activities that are happening outside. There is a playground in Fielders Green, and also, when you walk around, just walking around a town, you'll see statues, you'll see most of fun activities that will attract your attention. You'll find yourself standing in one space for 10 minutes, for a good 10 minutes, just watching people or kids that are doing some crazy fun activities on the streets. So if you don't have money, it's not only about the shows, though we encourage people to go and attend shows. But if you don't have money, just take a walk or take a drive to town. You'll see, you'll feel that mood of the festival.
And that was Yandiswa Vaga speaking with Stephen Leng about the ever-evolving magic of the National Arts Festival. As the mayor has said, what attracts different people is diversity, and there's everything for everyone. In this show, we will be bringing you some of these things from all over the country.
The month is after the National Arts Festival. Let us meet in Makhanda.
You are listening to Q-Radio 2025.
Masiqaleni apha ePhondweni, bringing different communities from all 8 districts of the province. The Eastern Cape Dance and Music Ensemble is a production that celebrates indigenous music and dance forms, showcasing the cultural heritage of these communities, such as the Abathembu, AmaBhaca, AmaMpondo, Ndibalantoni Na, as a special tribute to the late South African literature and culture powerful figure Samuel Edward Rune Mqhayi. Niyandazi ke mosi ngokubetha iintaka ezimbini ngelitye. So I had an opportunity to sit down with the choreographer of the production, Mninawa Mangweni, to find out more about the vision behind the production and the importance of preserving indigenous cultures.
Mninawa waka Mangweni. I've been in the arts for the past 26 years, like I can say, yes. So, kule production, yeah, Department of Arts and Culture in the province, and the end, I tell you, in the one way, choreographer, the Tibani as groups is different districts of Ilanduka Eastern Cape. So, Gabando spoke at the Eastern Cape Wongabalab. We try to be as diverse as possible, because as you can see, Sinayo is a group of Indians, Sinayo no music is now from the Bure community. So, we are trying to be able to fuse the song. As in situation, we are going to be kunye no mama because ngabantu ko mama kum aba balapha ifike inchukumisa enhlizweni because mina ngumuntu okhulele edolophini so xa ndikwazi uba lapha yathi bengakaperform becula nje phaka research and inspired mna kuqala because it's our culture and we must strive by all means ukuthi iculture yethu siyigcine izohlala khona because I believe in culture it's like a foundation of us people so if us na culture khonda usinoya kuyo so by the department ukuba make sure into each and every year Eastern Cape Assembly khona it's because ofuna ubonisa abantu the culture so that abantu bangayilibali culture ihlala le into ekhoyo yes but ilanduka as busicho ilanduka i department from as a whole from Kupremier this year ku-celebrate utata umkhaya so yonke into yenziwayo apha ephondweni ingokutata umkhaya esibasimaza utata umkhaya ngombhali ungumbongi unengoma nazo so ungomnye wabantu abamake a show into ba imbali yethu ihlala ikhona so ne department nayo ke by ukudibanisa la Eastern Cape Assembly is to try into ba ihlala ikhona elantuka i culture and I so wish into ba these kind of initiatives nayo izinto eziqhubekekayo ingenzeki only from up at Grahamstown but ibe yinto ezawuhamba i Eastern Cape yonke siyazi into ba i culture is who we are i foundation yethu mhlawumbe kunokwenzeka at times kwindawo ehlala kuzo asiyipractice all the time asiyiboni qho iculture but xa iaudience izile yabona the culture at least umntu uye ave apho kuye ngaphakathi ashukunyelwe ndisoloko ndisithi ke ndike ndibone necawa esinazo abantu abahamba kuzo buyajonga zonke icawa ngokusifuna uba negubo ezazingenezingenganalo because of singabantu abamnyama singabantu abanelantuka abaneculture so abantu ke if we can go back I believe mna if sinobuyela back kwizinto zethu ze culture even ezigulo ezizingahla because we culture ukuthiwa imifuno eyintoni yabo so thina sizitya zonto even ukutya woku so i culture ingasinceda and i culture mosoyazi kwi culture into ethila ukwazi uyenza into ethila ukwazi uyenza so kwi culture no hay so if we can go back and practice more culture I think most of izinto singanazo isolutions aso
This is the traditional music and poetry in the background from the Eastern Cape Dance and Music Ensemble, choreographed by Mninawa Mangweni and brought to you by yours truly. Niyandazi ke mosi ngokuniphathela izinto ezishoqololo. So I hope you are still listening as I am bringing you more.
You are listening to Q Radio 2025.
The shows brought by the National Arts Festival are known for making us emotional, but also bringing us stories from all over the country and the world. The Garden Boy is quite unique as it is emotionally confusing. A story about a guitar, a father and politics gives you this emotional roller coaster all the way from KwaZulu-Natal.
So, ubabake. Umkhokho usigcwalegcwele wazala induna kusukela okhalweni lakhe uzala induna ezintathu ubaba akabanga induna waba yipolitician so kwabake nefight emaud ye-IFP ne-ANC those rule and divide wars then ubaba washona lapho-ke but it's all about ukuthi we are still free yini yabo still say oh Garden Boys still say I'm a slaves
The Garden Boy is a royalty, politics, history and Umaskandi brought to you by Ubab Ngema in his one-man show.
When my grandfather
Ubab Ngema uses a beautiful blend of drama, music, and humor to educate all who come to his show, not only about the past, but the current as well. If you'd like to have an authentic lesson about the Zulu nation during apartheid, this is your show.
We are all laughing. Even we have our ingans on our Instagram, let's communicate on us. Once we are kulumu umzali, usukuluma serious, it's okay, man. Yeah, you wanna learn? God mukuluma gashe, une humor. They listen.
That was The Garden Boy by our reporter Thandolwethu Madlophe. Ukuphalisa ihashe lethu phambili ke, we wanna bring you something from higher up in the country. Oscar Buthelezi, an internationally recognized choreographer, discusses his award-winning dance and physical theater piece Road, which was inspired by his Johannesburg upbringing. He made this piece to honor his father, who gave him strength and fostered his passion for dancing. He was interviewed by our reporter Apiwo Kuhle Abana.
My dad gave me the opportunity to choose what I want in my career, what I want to do. Hence, I'm a creative artist now as a choreographer, dancer, facilitator, and adjudicator. I'm presenting this work here at Makanda for the very first time. The past years, it's been staged overseas in Europe, Australia, and this is the first time it's performing here in Makanda. And in Johannesburg, it has only played twice.
Oscar started with Panzula and Zulu dance, then explored to ballet. At moving into dance, he found Afrofusion. That's where Road was born, mixing all his memories and influences.
So I was basically trained first time in Panzula and Zulu dance. Then I wanted to venture into contemporary ballet, and then I went to moving into dance in 2010 to study there as a super amazing performer, and also to learn the styles. So when I got there, I learned how to dance Afrofusion, and Afrofusion is a mixture of all African dance style but with the Western music and technique. So basically it's a fusion of all African dance styles but with the contemporary feel inside. So when I was there moving into dance, then I was given an opportunity to create Road, which is I fused all the experiences that I've had following the journey and the foundation of being raised by my father only, but also fusing Panzula, African, and contemporary, which is the dance styles that I learned after I've learned Panzula and Zulu dance.
The work challenges labels about men dancing together. Oscar shows you can be strong and true to yourself, growing up with just your father's support.
The gender-based situations that we are facing in the world, basically, of men, if they're dancing together, they are probably gay or whatsoever, just the neglectance of that whole structure. This work really explores how you can be a beautiful man and be responsible while you are raised by only your father.
That was Oscar Buthelezi sharing his story and the inspiration behind Road by our reporter Apiwo Kuhle Abana.
You are listening to Hugh Radio 2025.
To close off, we bring you 12 Dogs, an experimental rap collective from Johannesburg. They defied the odds and introduced a new era to the festival with their genre blaring sound and poetic lyricism. This begs the question of change. Is this a new era of NEF? Let's hear what they had to say about this.
The pain of loss far exceeds the love of gang. I lost things that can never be returned again. I lost friends, I lost love, I lost faith. I lost time in my mind and my strength. I watched my dogs turn to snakes, watched my dreams fly away. Wiped the tears from my face and I made a fucking claim. I am the greatest.
My name is Justin.
My name is Lucas.
Hi, I'm Tabi, also known as Illy Tabi.
Hi, my name is Kabir.
Hello, I'm SC23.
Something like this is a very cool platform to have, and it's a great place to like network, you know, expose people to your music, and it's just dope to you know, be able to perform on a stage like this. You know, it's just something I guess we're not used to, I'd say. I don't know, maybe we'll disagree. You know, and it's just like, yeah, it's a step up, it feels more professional.
From what I've seen, hip-hop doesn't really have a platform here, but I think it's like we're also trying to redefine what hip-hop is, because like like you said, I think with like especially older generations, what they understand as hip hop is kind of basic, you know, like so I mean, I think this in a way, I think it's the perfect way to introduce hip hop to a lot of people here who are not like, let's say, privy to like the art form of hip hop, you know what I'm saying.
So in terms of like booking like slots in here and stuff, so with the shows we've done in like Joburg and stuff, like just all the money we've accumulated, we have like a collective account. Yeah, so all the money we accumulated from doing shows and shit, that went to this and the venue hire and stuff. And if I'm correct or not, that's pretty much drained that. Yeah, that's pretty much drained that. Yo, and in terms of accommodation, I won't lie, like, we found a place. We found a place, thank God. But, like, yeah, everywhere else is booked out in Grahamstown and it's expensive.
Being in a group, it means that we all will dip into our pockets, but we're not spending an unreasonable amount, each of us, you know. Everything is being split very evenly, which is, yeah. Shout out friends, shout out being in a hip-hop boy band.
But it all kind of came from this essay that an Italian filmmaker, Pasolini, he's a leftist, he wrote about the fireflies in Italy and about how after the Second World War, the fireflies in Italy started to die off because of the kind of covert forms of fascism, like policing and industrialization and all of that stuff. And so there was a concern about, like, this thing, this covert hidden fascism is killing the fireflies. And it became like a metaphor for, like, people, you know. But there was, like, another angle, which was, like, fireflies have survived in Italy, though. You just have to look for them. So it was kind of like they are moments of survival and moments of love and moments of resistance that aren't like grand things, but are like the small kind of beings that take place. And so all of that stuff was kind of swimming around in the mind, but at the same time, we were just making cool and interesting stuff. But it was kind of like that political thing was getting sewn in slightly into the lyrics and here and there, trying to tip off that this is what's happening, but mostly wanting to make, like I said, like songs about love in the time of fascism, concerns about protection, concerns about survival, all that kind of stuff.
That was 12 Dogs by our reporter Amahle Shosha. So if you are sitting at home wondering about applying to the festival, do it, because usana luqale lukhase phambi kokuba luhambe.
You are listening to Hugh Radio 2025.
And just like that, another incredible episode of Right on Cue comes to an end. It's really been an honor to take you on this journey of the National Arts Festival. Remember, kaloku kungaqhuma kubasiwe, and the fire of creativity still continues to burn in tomorrow's episode. In every artist, every performance, and every story shared here. Until next time, ke keep celebrating the power of the arts. Siyafumaneka ke on ayono.com at Right on Cue. Ungakwazi ke nokusitsalela umnxeba on 046-603-7170. Masidibane ngomso ke, same time, same place. Ndiyabulela ke mna ndinguye uAsithandile isizukulwana sakwaMayongo. This show was produced by Thandolwethu Madlope with the Right on Cue team and presented by yours truly, Asithandile Mayongo.
Oh. And unfiltered.
National Arts Festival 2025.
Ungaphoswa ngumsitho wezobugcisa ka-2025. Masidibane emakhanda.
You are listening to Q Radio 2025.